terrible mistake. I know what you're thinking, and yeah, it seemed unlikely to me too, but it's true. I've screwed up big time. One of those mistakes you may have to regret the rest of your sorry, miserable life. We have a woods in back, about 5 acres, which, when we bought the place, was completely covered in old-growth nettles that grew to 7, even 8 feet tall. Impenetrable jungle of the stinging beasts we had to beat a trail into just to get into our own woods. But one year I noticed that these little delicate bleeding heart plants had established their puny cells in and among those giant stinging nettles and seemed to supplant their network of roots. So for years, I have been planting the bleeding hearts along the trail, along with some myrtle starts, periwinkle maybe you call them, and over time they not only lined our trail, they spread into the woods. It was wonderful. A few years back I decided, despite reading about the impossibility of eliminating any nettles, to attempt to do just that, kill the buggers. First year I sickled them down, about 3 acres of them, and I noticed that the following year the new nettles were greatly diminished. Heartened, I whacked all 5 acres, and I've been doing it now for 3 years. You walk back in our woods, you don't see many nettles anymore, and now trees we planted have a chance to grow, whereas before they died a sunless death under the nettle canopy. It's almost a park back there. But a while back, I planted a little variegated vine, a lamium, commonly called a yellow archangel. It has a relative you might be interested called dead nettle. Dead nettle now, you know I'm going to bite on that. So I stuck a sprig here, a clump there, and figured it would be a colorful addition to the bleeding hearts and the periwinkle. It was, for the first couple of years. But then it started to run. Then it galloped. And this year it went into warp drive, covering up the bleeding hearts, the myrtle, the ferns, dead logs, stray children, anything in its ravenous way. It is the kudzu of the north, invasive as Trump's Syrian terrorists, and rapidly on its way to covering our entire woods. It's a nightmare. It's a scourge. It's a total mistake, and now I have to try to correct it. To save not just my woods in the South End, but quite possibly the world. I have begun whacking them. I have mowed them. I am now weeding the jungle monsters. I have about 1/2 acre to 1 acre of these creeping beasts, and my theory is that if they never see daylight, like the nettles, their roots, I don't care how many hundreds of miles of pulpy tendrils, they'll die. You should wish me luck, because your fate depends on me. If I fail, I am so, so sorry. I plead benign ignorance, even though I know that in the end it won't help. And yeah, I know, ignorance isn't bliss.